Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you've spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I know you guys could be watching or listening to a boatload of other shows out there, but you've chosen this one, and I do appreciate it. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, this issue, if you would, this virus, I don't want to call it a raging pandemic, because the numbers don't play it out. No, seriously. And my heart goes out to those people that have lost loved ones, or loved ones are sick, or you're worried about loved ones. I get it. I really mean that sincerely. I've got it. But all reality, and I mean all reality, I mean, if you look at the numbers, does it require what we've done, how we've gone after this? And I think the Dems have stuck their foot in it. I should say that. They've stuck their whole side in it. You know, foot, leg, everything. And they're realizing this is not, you know, it's almost like they hit the lottery. With all the programs they want, with everything that they're asking for, like I said, it's almost like they hit the lottery. They really believe that this is a time to throw in things to a bill that have absolutely nothing to do. Now, you heard me railing in the first hour. I am not happy about a $6 trillion bill. I'm not so sure that's the way it needs to be going. And if you're allowing the feds to loan it to whoever they want to loan it to, I want to know how we're getting paid back. I either want the justification for or how we're going to get paid back. One of the two. And if you don't think that this is, what's the word I'm looking for? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer kind of thing, uprising. I don't even know what you can call it, really, because it truly is like an uprising. These guys, look it. Can we talk here? The old Joan Rivers line. Can we talk? Do you really believe that these guys care about your well-being? I mean, really, there is no reason for what they're asking for. This should have been a fairly clean and simple bill. There was no reason for Nancy Pelosi to decide that she knew better than everybody else, that she was going to go write her own bill and then bring it back to them for approval. Who is she? I mean, holy God, I hope she never makes it to the president. Well, not that she will, but I hope she would never make it to the presidency. It would be a very, very, very scary thing. Now, let's see if I can play this clip from Chuck the Schumer and how he actually, for all intents and purposes, Nancy Pelosi probably cringed when she saw this. Chuck Schumer's basically confirming that the bipartisan negotiations were going well for him until Pelosi ruined it, basically.
As well, yeah. And you're speaking positively about them as well. And you think it'll be wrapped up by Monday?
Well, I hope it is. We're having good bipartisan agreements. Actually, to my delight and surprise, there has been a great deal of bipartisan cooperation thus far.
Yeah, even the president was speaking very positively about you. And
That doesn't happen very often.
Even Speaker Pelosi as well, yeah. And you're speaking positively about them as well. And you think it'll be...
And we can't have that now, can we? You know, I mean, seriously, but he's sitting there smiling. Now, this was, I think this was from yesterday. And he's sitting there smiling. And it's not because, frankly, I'm sorry. I know it's the cynic in me. What can I tell you? It isn't because he's so happy on how things are moving forward. No. That's not it at all. He's happy because in the background, he's trying to get, or thinking he's going to get, all the goodies that he wants. Right? You saw the money for the Kennedy Center? I mean, they were talking about trying to get money for Planned Parenthood. You know what the reasoning behind it was? Because by cleaning the place up or fixing the place or doing the modifications or, it would put people to work. I wonder how many items in that bill were for things that conservatives would want money for. In all seriousness. Right? I mean, think about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There were several senators on the floor yesterday, and I'll play, when we come back, I can play them for you. But there were several senators on the floor yesterday that just laid out the whole thing, laid out exactly what the Dems were trying to put through. And I did that. I did that with you yesterday a little bit, but I didn't beat it up like these guys did. By the way, you know, your local educational institute is more than happy to tell you. More than happy to tell you or give you a reading list that your kids, you know, they're stuck at home. You're trying to give something to read while they're waiting. Here's a couple of books that some of the local colleges or some of the colleges and even high schools for in some instances that they thought maybe your kids could peruse while they're home with mommy and daddy. How about the anti-Semitic tradition in modern socialism? That's right, Edmund Silbernin. He examines anti-Semitism and socialist theory of political movements in England, France, Germany, and other nations, explains the Institute and how it works. The Black Book on Communism, Crimes, Terror, and Repression. We'll talk more about this in the Southern Break. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Being part of the, you know, just be part of the solution. Don't just complain all the time. What can we do to fix it? How can you be part of, I know, I should be the one talking, right? What can we do to fix this? Make it better, make it easier for us? We don't really do that. We don't really talk like that much. Well, some of the fun I want to have right now is, and you know, this is one guy I just love, Senator Kennedy. He's great. And the reason I say he's great is because he's got some really, you know, real country, if you would, logic that you really can't fight. And he's listening to the Senate, and he just basically says, you know what? We're just a bunch of idiots. And all you can do is sit there and start to laugh. I mean, seriously, take a listen.
They're thinking that the brain is an amazing organ. It starts working in a mother's womb, and it doesn't stop working until you get elected to Congress. You know what the American people are thinking right now, Mr. President? They're thinking that this country was founded by geniuses, but it's being run by a bunch of idiots. You know what the American people are thinking right now, Mr. President? They're thinking, why do the members of the United States Senate continue to double down on stupid? Now, this is not a Republican bill, Mr. Chairman. This is a bipartisan bill. We have spent hours and hours and hours negotiating these provisions with our Democratic friends. This is not a slush fund. This is a bill to help people and businesses in America. This bill is going to increase unemployment insurance. This bill is going to send $1,200 to every man and woman in America, taxpayers who make less than $75,000 a year, and $500 for each of their children. This bill is going to help every small business in this country. It's not a bailout. It provides up to $350 billion for small businesses for the next 8 weeks to keep going. And if they don't lay anybody off, the loans are forgivable. Now, we have some businesses in this country that are bigger than 500 employees. This bill has a provision to help them, too, as well. In the America I was raised in growing your business and becoming as large as possible was something we aspired to. This bill does not...
You know, he's hitting basic logic points. Okay, this isn't like, oh, my God, in your face kind of stuff. But I want you to think about it. These are basic points that he's dealing with. Small businesses run this country. I won't say they run. Drive this country. How's that? It's because of small businesses that many of us have homes. It's not a matter of greed, which is what the Democrats are trying to say, that Donald wants to give everybody, all his buddies, money. Well, let me tell you what, I've got a small business. I'm not his buddy. I don't know him. We don't hang together. I've never been invited to Mar-a-Lago. But he can help out this small business. He can help out many small businesses. Many of these small companies, small electrical and plumbing and carpentry, they've got 8, 10, 12 people working for them. And those 8, 10, 12 people depend on those jobs to pay their mortgage, feed their kids, make their car payment. And what are the Democrats worried about? What are they pushing for? $35 million bucks for the Kennedy Center. Money for $10,000 per student. Well, how does that put them back to work? How does that put them to work, period? Why not make a plan to where they have to do a certain job, they have to do a certain thing for so many years, and you'll forgive them $10,000 in debt? Can't do that. Can't force them to do anything they wouldn't want to do. Not even pay the bill, apparently. Again, I like this guy. I hope you do, too. Take a listen.
Create a slush fund for the Treasury Secretary. It provides $75 billion to help some of our industries hardest hit in a collateralized loan, not a bailout, and then provides another $425 billion to the Federal Reserve under Section 13.3 of the Federal Reserve Act, which the Federal Reserve will make available to all businesses, including those that don't qualify as a small business. And we can, and it's not a gift. We can negotiate warrants. We can negotiate stock options. We can take a piece of their company in stock. Mr. President, I don't understand it. I get politics. I've been around it my whole life. But there comes a time when we have to stop thinking about the next election and start thinking about the next generation.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Until, you know, until we get in there, Eric, and again, I know many of you are avid voters. I know you work hard to try to get your person in. But until we really decide that we're going to clean house, we're going to get rid of the dead weight on both sides of the aisle, this is what you're going to, this is what we're going to see. We're going to see a $1.3 trillion bill go to $2 trillion, now up at $6 trillion. And it's just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I would love to know what you have to say about this. I would love to know where you're at with this. You know, seriously, I just don't get why we keep letting this happen. When are we going to get off our behinds and make a difference? Joe Mussini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. And I mean a lot more. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he hopes to bring people back to work in less than 3 weeks. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg says somewhere around Easter time.
An optimistic President Trump says the United States is not built to be shut down. As far as when President Trump believes things can get back to normal?
I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay, I would love to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
Dr. Tony Fauci, who's on President Trump's coronavirus task force, does say that Easter goal is very flexible. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media.
5141.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
I just like the song. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I hope you don't mind. I hope you indulge me a little bit here. I really, really much appreciate some of these guys that rip apart. And I don't know if they've just grown some guts. I mean, I don't know. I can't tell you. But the mere fact that they're finally speaking up in the Senate, screaming out in the Senate. You know, the Senate was always known as, you know, they were the gentlemen. You know, in Congress, they were the gentlemen. But I think they've had it. I think they've seen that it really isn't what's best for the people anymore. You know, we've seen this over and over again in the congressional hearings where you have, I don't know, Tlaib or one of them, yelling at some of our people, yelling at the assistant, the chief, the Homeland Security. And they have to be reminded that they work for us. We don't work for them. We elected them not to lord over us, but to go do our business. Big difference. We didn't elect you to come tell us what to do. We elected you to go there and tell Congress as a whole what to do. And to vote on our behalf and do what's best for us and make sure we had a voice. That's why it's called a representative government. It's not a dictatorship. Senator Brasso. Love this guy. He got so mad. I love, you know what? You know, I love passion. Usually bring, not hatefulness. Not that kind of stuff. I'm talking about passion. Passion made a big difference. Take a listen. Take a watch.
From, well, just read the papers that are coming out of the Democrat House. Just read the papers of the demands by the Democrats to muck up a bill that is designed as a rescue operation for the American people. That's where the problem is, Mr. President. We need to vote today again and again and again until we provide the relief, the rescue that the American people need. That's why we have a dozen Republicans on this side ready to speak, standing at podiums, ready to speak. And you don't right now have even a single Democrat on the floor to defend their position because it is indefensible. That's where we are. We have Nancy Pelosi flying back from California because she sent the House home a week ago. They're not here. To defeat the work that we've done in a bipartisan way and to say, oh, you've done nice work. Now look at our list of laundry list of things that we are demanding. Tax credits for solar panels, wind turbines, a bailout of the Postal Service. I mean, you can go through this list. Portions of the Green New Deal. Mr. President, I'm a doctor.
I like the wind turbines. Anybody else catch that, too? I love the wind turbines. It's like, what do we have to do for those? Here in California, we've got massive wind farms. And you know what happens on windy days? They shut off the electricity. Come on. Help me understand that. We had to have the wind farms to contribute to the electricity, to cut down, you know, carbon-made electricity, you know, spewing carbon into the air. And yet, the exact item that we subsidized and pushed and said we had to have, we can't use.
I've been on the phone with doctors around the country, with my colleagues at the Wyoming Medical Center. They are working double time through the weekend, day and night. The nurses, the doctors, the health care providers, they need help. They're looking to us for help. They need tests. They need masks. They need respirators. They need hope. Hope that there will be a vaccine. Hope that there will be a treatment. Those things are in this bill that the Democrats voted to block last night, and the Democrats voted to block again today. And that's only the health care component of it. Our economy cannot be unleashed again until after we get the health care component behind it. But our colleagues, our friends, our neighbors, people that we know in our home states woke up today, not being able to go to work, not being able to know if they're going to have a paycheck, not being able if they're going to pay their bills, not being able to know if they're going to feed their families, not being able to know if they're going to get food, if it's available, if they can have the money to pay for it. And yet we're ready to provide relief. They need it immediately.
And that's so true. They need it immediately. Look, again, you know over the years I've said, I'm not one to do handouts. I don't want to be handing stuff out to everybody. But this is no fault of their own. And yet the Democrats jumped all over this to make sure that their pet projects were taken care of, that they got money for their pet projects. It ain't right. Any way you cut it, it ain't right. And what are they thinking? And don't make fun and tell me they're not thinking. I got it. But truly, what are they thinking? Do you know what I'm saying? There's got to be something going on. There's got to be something. Well, we are. All right, never mind. Stupid question. Didn't mean to ask it. I'll tell you what they're thinking. This is a perfect opportunity for them to get every pet project, pet thing that they want, funded, taken care of. Come on, think about it, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Come on, think about it. You know, can somebody please figure out, explain to these peoples that they don't have a right, but we send them there. This is not a dictatorship, right? We send them there to do our business. They don't seem to be able to realize that. And it doesn't matter what we do to explain this to them. Every time we send them there, every time we're dealing with it, I should say every time we send them there, they go there with the best of intentions, and what happens? What really happens? Something in the water, something they're drinking, something gets to them. I don't know what it is. I don't know how it works that way. I really don't. Let me breathe a little bit, all right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, part of the solution, wouldn't bother me at all. Get involved, get engaged. So this is proof positive. This is what I've been trying to say all along. When you look at what's going on right now in the world, right, and look at what's going on here at home, what we're going to be doing here shortly. Right, we're going to be voting in one way or the other. We're voting in November, right? One way or the other, you're going to make. We're going to choose our president. I believe that Trump will get back in again. No question about it. I'm even believing at this point in time that the Dems have done so much damage to themselves that they may not take those seats. They may lose a lot more seats than we originally thought they were going to lose. Do you know what I mean? Anybody with me? Nobody cares, right? Seriously. So, I'd love somebody to help me think this through. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Help me really think this through. I want to know what you think about the fact that why would Nancy Pelosi, first and foremost, send her team home? This is a major situation. Why aren't they all over this like white on rice? I don't understand. Again, not the smartest guy in the room, but I don't understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air. In the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the solution, really, if you think about it. Right? I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear not only what you have to say, and let's not be like them, where we're spewing out issues. We're spewing out the mantra. We're spewing out what people believe to be truth. Let's make sure we really know what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, again, you know my pet peeve here. We're just like they are. And you want to know why we're in... I'm going to get in trouble for this. Do you know why we're in so much trouble? Our education system has really, 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 really done us a disservice. Okay? And I realize I am in the education world. Got it. Keep reminding me. But I've always said the same thing. I've had this, I won't say I had this argument, but I have had this conversation with my colleagues on several occasions. I'd almost like to see, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this too. I'd almost like to see us put in place a test in order for you to graduate from high school. You've got to graduate. You have to pass the citizens test. Anybody with me on that? Why not? I mean, we beg and want the aliens to do it. Why wouldn't we want our kids to be able to pass it? I'm just asking. It should be really easy. So again, one of my favorites. This would be, I think this is Prager University. They went out, grabbed some people and said, "Hey, do you know the national anthem? Can you recite the words from the national anthem?" And I know some of you have a barf bucket. I know you do. And you need to keep it close by. Because this is just amazing to me. I'm just amazed. Take a listen.
Hollywood Boulevard, and we are asking people if they can recite the national anthem. Let's do it. Can you recite the national anthem?
Oh, gosh.
Wait, the song?
I'll say.
The song?
Can you recite the national anthem?
I honestly don't know it.
I gotta recite it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
That's the Pledge of Allegiance.
You said national. Oh.
But you got that all right, so that's pretty good.
Oh, say, can you see from Mike the Bride's tourney lights? Oh, so glad that we watch.
See by the dawn's early light.
By the dawn.
Oh. This sounds like the old 70s songs. I really never knew the words to, but tried to sing anyway. All right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Also, gladly we watch.
Was so proudly we stand at the twilight's last gleaming.
So proudly we hailed. Which kind of means watch, so.
This is a hard one, man.
With so proudly we stand.
Hailed.
Hail. All right. I'm pretty decent. I haven't heard
it. No, you have a lot going for you.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night.
Oh, through the ramparts.
Yes, through the perilous.
Are you feeling any better about yourself now? You want to know why we have the trouble that we have in this country? You want to know why? I am just thoroughly disgusted and amazed. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. It's the average people in the street in Hollywood, California. All right, maybe that's not a good test. But here you go. You got, again, all they have to do, the national anthem, you've done this your whole life. You hear it at the baseball games. You hear it, I hope we'll continue to hear it at every sporting event.
Fight.
See, yeah, guess not. Yeah. The answer is no. Yeah. I cannot.
We're so gallantly streaming, and the rockets are clear, the bumper singing air.
Hang through the night, and our flag will.
Okay, hang through the night. I don't even know what to do.
But still there.
That's right. Okay, what is the ending?
There's like so many verses. I don't know.
Oh, say, does that star spangled
banner yet wave?
I do know most of them. Oh, say, does
that star spangled banner yet flap in the wind?
One more line. You got it.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave.
There you go. Good job.
I know the.
You can't. How can you say good job? She missed 80% of it. This guy's even a real peach. He's going to say, watch this.
Home of the brave.
There you go. Good job.
I know the Whitney Houston one in the Super Bowl was great in the 80s.
So I guess apparently Whitney Houston had a different version she sung. Whitney had a different way of doing it, I guess. I don't even know.
And all that energy. You're the next Whitney Houston.
All right.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave.
There you go.
I did it.
Good job.
I mean, it's a hard song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, man.
It takes some intellectual ability to sing that song.
Yeah. Do you think that people should know the national anthem? Is it important?
No. Absolutely not.
Yes, I believe it is because it's what we should stand for and live by because we live in the United States.
The reason why I never decided to learn it is because when I read it, how much it's based off of not great things, like, you know, the upholding of slavery and things like that.
So I guess that you're for people kneeling during the national anthem.
Absolutely.
Do you think you should know it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you going to do when you finish this?
Now, that young man before this lady, I read it. I want you to think about what he said. I read it, and because it stood for slavery, I chose not to learn it. What is he talking about? And when did it stand for slavery? Right, I'm curious. I don't understand. So learning the national anthem. Now we've already heard this a million times. I already know that, right? And we don't even know all the verses. And I'm not singing them for you, so forget about it. We only sing a portion of that. So, again, I just want to say to you, this is why we have so much trouble. Our education systems have failed us. I know of a high school principal who had to print up the words for the Pledge of Allegiance, and he printed up the wrong version. And it was the version before. Now, I believe that he didn't do it on purpose. What I can't fathom is that he actually had to print up the Pledge of Allegiance to say it over the loudspeaker. But he printed up the version before One Nation Under God. All right? I mean, it's just amazing.
Interview right now.
Teach my kid this song.
Very important to teach your kid. Thanks so much for watching, guys. If you like,
you know, head over to PragerU. They got a lot of great videos over there. We want to support them in their endeavor to keep allowing us to be able to do this. And again, we've got weeks now, weeks where you're going to be able to be with your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. I don't know. Maybe some of you are younger people. You're listening to the show. And I appreciate it so much. But you have an opportunity now to truly teach these kids some history, some real history. Not a class where a teacher's telling them something that's so much different, but actually where you can tell them what real history was about. This is a perfect opportunity. You can't blame the education system or the school system anymore. And that's what I would do. You know, I mean, intern Nate the other night. Remember, he the first time he heard about that deciding vote for the Declaration of Independence. Why? He's graduating this year. Why is that the first time that he has heard about some of the drama around the deciding of the independence? Why? Because they don't. The left doesn't want you to know the truth. Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down for the next hour. Come on back. You're listening to The Real Side.